about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A lot of interesting stories today to talk about. There's a 66-year-old man who has been living as a man, goes to the doctor for abdominal pain, finds out that all this time he was a woman. We'll talk about how that happens and how some of you may want to find out what your true sex is. We also have breast milk-flavored lollipops. I guess for those of you that want lollipops that taste like breast milk, there is a supply for every demand. Apparently, Boston bombing suspect Zakhar Tsarnaev has been talking to his family, saying, "So far, so good. I'm actually making money from supporters." So there are people out there giving the Boston bombing suspect younger brother money in support. I'm not sure why that would even be occurring, but people are kind of crazy. Also, a scientist says we are going to be able to speak to our pets. We are going to be able to communicate with our pets using a certain device later in life. I don't really know if I want to hear what my pets have to say. I'm a little nervous, especially since they sit in front of the shower while I try and take a shower without giving me any privacy. I don't really think I want to know what they're thinking. Oh, man, this girl's got to lose some weight. All right, so as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In the previous hour, we had a pretty good discussion on sexual assault in the military and sexual harassment in the military, the rapes that have been alleged, the groping that's been alleged, and I urge you to go to our podcast for our previous hour to be able to listen to that show. And it's beyond, I think, repair from what we're hearing. We also heard from a female military officer, ex-military officer, telling us kind of what the situation is like and how she thinks it can't be fixed. So please make sure anytime you miss any hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show, you go to our podcast to be able to download and tune in. All right, so a Chinese man went to the doctors in Hong Kong because his stomach was swollen. All right, expecting to hear something like maybe appendicitis, maybe irritable bowel. Instead, he was given the diagnosis of being a woman. Apparently, his abdomen had swollen as a result of an ovarian cyst. My guess is it would have been a pretty big cyst. Now, how can somebody who's been a man for 66 years his whole life actually be a woman? Well, they say he actually had two rare genetic disorders that had gone undiagnosed. One was Turner syndrome, which affects 1 in 2,000 females, which can cause a decrease in their sexual phenotypical characteristics, issues with periods, issues with reproductive organs, as well as congenital adrenal hyperplasia, which causes an increase in male hormones like testosterone. Now, in the Hong Kong Medical Journal, only 6 cases of people with both disorders have ever been reported in medical literature. Okay, you'll see Turner syndrome. Like I said, 1 in 2,000 women. Women will be kind of shorter. Sometimes their neck looks a little bit more webbed. They could have infertility issues, etc., because they're missing part of their X chromosome. Congenital adrenal hyperplasia, a little more rare. It affects 1 in 15,000 births, but it causes male characteristics to appear early or inappropriately. Now, apparently, this gentleman had grown up an orphan and stopped growing after puberty at the age of 10, and so he was only 4.5 or 4.5 feet tall. He had no testicles and a micropenis, according to the report. Now, women with this disorder could still have normal female reproductive organs, all right? And so I guess a female genitalia could, I guess, look like a very small male genitalia, depending on what was seen. All right? But, you know, he goes into the doctor, and I guess they find out that he has a huge ovarian cyst, and I guess he's still going to decide to live as a man, because that's the way he's been all this time. They're going to give him testosterone replacement. But I know some of you are thinking, Dahlia, I get abdominal pain. What does that mean? Okay, listen, we all get abdominal pain. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean you got a uterus and an ovary. But here in America, usually you'll get some sort of ultrasound done or some sort of scan, okay? So if any issues do start, we would probably do that. And that's what my guess is. My guess is he did have a scan, and that's how they found the ovaries and the ovarian cyst. Also, whenever you don't have a period, okay, I would get that checked out. Now, I know he was a man, so he was never expecting to have a period anyway, which is probably why he wasn't diagnosed. Like I said, this is rare. You know, usually if a woman doesn't have her period, after she rejoices and all her friends high-five her, you know, somebody tells her she still has to go to the doctor. Because not having a period could mean you'll have some fertility issues, or you could be not making enough estrogen, which could be causing bone weakness and osteoporosis. So, you know, usually with girls, we check it out. But if it's a guy that doesn't have a period, he's not going to think anything of it. So any abdominal swelling, abdominal issues, get yourself scanned. I doubt any of you will have ovaries or uterus there, but it does happen. Scary stuff. Whew. Yeah, he actually grew a beard because he had congenital adrenal hyperplasia. So this is a man that was walking around with a beard. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, some of you asking me about being hairy as women. You know, I've even noticed, you know, I'm like, what the hell is going on with the upper lip? As women age, their hormones change. They may have a little bit more androgen production. It is very common for women to have whiskers in certain places, okay? But when we start to see hair on the chest, on the breast, beard area, it's not a bad time to get your testosterone checked. Make sure there's not any other issue going on. Sounds good? All right, don't go away. Let's talk about breast milk lollipops. I don't even think I want to talk about that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
survivalists. For you, being prepared is more than just a precaution. It's a way of life. And now it's time to gear up at the Prepare to Endure Expo. Coming to the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th. Together with the Wounded Heroes Fund and 511 Tacticals. Listen to nationally known speakers like Tim Ralston from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers. And the survival mom, Lisa Bedford. Take a survival class and learn skills that can save a life and last forever. Check out the latest and greatest products at the Longevity booth and shop for deeply discounted survival gear and preparedness items from over 60 vendors. Visit preparetoendure.com. Active military and kids 16 and under are free, and your ticket is good for both days. If you and your family attend one event this year, this should be it. Survival favors the prepared, and the Prepare to Endure Expo will entertain and educate everyone in your family. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th at the Kern County Fairgrounds in Bakersfield, California. PrepareToEndure.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, AJ writes, Doctor, I think my wife is... I'm sorry. I shouldn't be giggling. I just wasn't expecting this. I think my wife is a lesbian. She hasn't had sex with me for years and spends odd amounts of time with their best friend. I heard all women have the ability to be lesbian. Is that true? What should I do? I wasn't prepared for this. I'm sorry. We're going to be talking about the breast milk flavored lollipops. Why can't I talk about, world news and politics like everybody else? First of all, I would say, no. Not all women have the potential to be lesbian. As a straight woman myself, I love my husband. I couldn't think of being with anybody else, let alone a woman. So the answer to that is no. Was it Marilyn Manson who said all women are a drink away from being a lesbian or something like that? I don't know. So the answer to that would be no. But if you think your wife is a lesbian, that I think is a valid concern, because we do have a high amount of homosexuality in our in our regular population, and as people are becoming more free to express themselves and be who they are, we're finding the numbers rise. And we had discussed, one of you had asked why the homosexual population is on the rise. You know, what are we doing differently? Is it the GMOs? Is it the hormones in our food? And no, I think it's genetic, because many people that are homosexual are in heterosexual relationships, either because they haven't been aware of their homosexuality, or they're trying to hide it, or they're in suppression. So if you have a wife, I wish you were on the phone live, because I have some questions to ask you. If she hasn't had sex with you for years, that still doesn't necessarily mean she's lesbian. I mean, you know, many women stop having sex with their husbands. It's extremely unfortunate, but it happens. And we've talked about lack of sex drive. We've talked about hormone issues. We've talked about, you know, bladder prolapse, uterine prolapse. You know, the Darwinian theory of once you reach a certain age where your offspring could be at the risk of Down syndrome or autism, etc. Maybe nature causes the older female to not want to have sex, etc. But, you know, you're bringing up a couple issues that you may need a marriage counselor for. One is you guys haven't had sex for years. Maybe kind of nice to find that out. It's very difficult to, you know, go through life without intimacy. Number two is you spending odd amounts of time with her best friend, you say. Okay, by odd amounts of time, what kind of time is that? Is every night she's at her best friend's house? Is she leaving work to go to her best friend's house? It's hard to say. Now, you do have a right, as a spouse, to ask if your spouse is in a relationship with somebody else. I don't know if I'd go so far as to, you know, get a private investigator. But if you think you're being cheated on, whether she's cheating with another man or cheating with another woman, you do have a right to know. Okay? Even if she's cheating with another woman, I mean, you could still be exposed to STDs. So I think anybody who's married to somebody that thinks they're being cheated on has a right to ask, has a right to inquire. They do. Some people are paranoid. Okay? You know, we all have these conversations with our spouse. Are you not wanting to go to my mother's because you're sleeping with somebody? No, I'm not sleeping with anybody else. All right, well, then you'd go to my mother's with me. I guess so. That proves I'm not cheating on you. I'll go visit your mother with you. I mean, we all play that card. I do all the time. It's because you're cheating on me. Right? That's why you won't let us go on this trip, or you won't go out to eat at that restaurant. It's because that's the place you go to with your girlfriend, right? No, I didn't want to spend the money, but if I have to prove to you I'm not cheating, fine. We'll spend the money and we'll go to that restaurant you want to go to. Thank you. I thought our marriage was in jeopardy for a moment there. Hey, why not? You know, it's hard for me to get what I want. All right, so, it sounds like, AJ, you guys should probably see a marriage therapist. If you can't talk to your wife, if you can't get some answers out of her. Now, what if she is? What if you guys are married to somebody homosexual? Damn, I don't have that email. When we were talking about many homosexuals are in heterosexual marriages, one of you had asked, you had suspected that your husband was gay. How can you tell? And here's AJ thinking his wife is a lesbian. I don't know. Okay. One lack of intimacy could be a symptom of that, because if they aren't sexually attracted to you, that's difficult. But then on the flip side, many couples aren't intimate that are straight. Okay. You know, that is an issue. I don't know. If somebody is in a marriage and they are doing so because they don't want any of their sexuality preferences to be revealed, they may not even reveal it to you. Okay. If you have somebody who you think is on the fence and you're married to them and you want to know because you want both of you to move on with your lives, okay, or you think you're going to be at risk, like, for example, this one, I wish I could find her email right away. She was concerned that her friend had a buddy that he was hanging out with on a regular basis. She was worried that if he really was gay, they had sex, he had HIV, could he give HIV to her? Well, any of you that think you have a spouse that could be cheating, whether they're straight or gay, get your STD testing. Check yourself for herpes, hepatitis, HIV, etc. I can't tell you how many people I have to do STD testing on because they think their spouse is cheating. That's fine. That's warranted. Go ahead and get that done. Absolutely. But if you do think there's somebody on the fence, etc., you know, again, you may need a marriage therapist, okay, to do that. And, you know, in marriage therapy, we try to make the environment hospitable enough for somebody to be able to come clean without there being repercussions, right? Where we have some sort of agreement with the couple that if the spouse does say, you know, look, I really do think I'm attracted to another sex. It's not that I don't love you. I love you, but I don't think the attraction is there because I think I've misconstrued what my sexuality was all this time. Allowing somebody to come forth and say that without there being, you know, severe repercussions in a divorce or et cetera. That's something that, again, you may need a licensed marriage therapist to help you with because that's a tough one. But for any of you that do think you are married to somebody that could be, like I said, I don't care if you're married to somebody who's gay or straight. My issue is if you're being married to somebody who you think is cheating on you, you have somebody that's checking out of the marriage. And if you have somebody that's checking out of the marriage, you need to decide what you want that marriage for. If that marriage is for in sickness and in health till death do you part, or you want to be together and you want to have the intimacy and you want to know that that person is with you to the end, you better make sure that person isn't cheating because that means your marriage is obviously at risk. But if many of you are conveniently married, which is a shame that happens, but a lot of people are, because of less taxes, because of income, because of sharing the house, or you had a kid together and you're trying to be together for the kid, you know, it's up to you to decide what's important to you. Personally, I don't think there should be a third person involved in the marriage union. I don't. I think too much could go wrong, both physically, biologically, STD-wise, and psychologically. You really can't have a third person. I know some of you guys are swingers. Some of you guys do the ménage à trois. Nothing fazes me anymore because, again, I practice in a community where my patients have taught me so much. I'm like, really? Really? You guys, really? I mean, so I'm not shocked anymore, kind of immune to the subject, but I realize a lot of that stuff goes on, and I'm here to tell you to, you know, do some deep soul searching. And if your marriage is supposed to be for one thing and one thing only, to have a partner for life, keep in mind that somebody else within the relationship could hurt that, okay? Yeah, you know, your spouses are allowed to have friends, absolutely, and sometimes, you know, your spouse may not even realize they're attracted to the other person if that's what's going on. But that's what a marriage therapist is for, to kind of bring things out. When you do go to marriage therapy, I always suggest you also have individual sessions so that the marriage therapist gets some one-on-one time. You could be a little bit more open, and you could also tell the marriage therapist what some of your goals are for that therapy. I want to find out if my wife is lesbian. I want to find out if my wife could ever possibly leave me. I just need to know that she's fully committed to our marriage. If she's not fully committed to our marriage, I need to then rethink what I want to do. Make some sense? Okay. Woo! All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So when we come back from break, I want to talk about how an animal behavior expert, Professor Khan Slobodchikov, is developing technology that could translate the complex calls of prairie dogs. He says if this works within a decade, there will be similar software that will allow us to understand our pets. Do we even want that? 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze-Dried Guys foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big shout out to Freeze Dry Guy. You can never be too prepared. Freeze Dry Guy tastes great. It's able to be put on your storage shelves for very long periods of time. Yummy food, great sales. Please check out their specials, their June specials on my website at drdahlia.com or freezedryguy.com. All right, so a leading animal expert, Professor Khan Slobodchikov, is developing new technology that interprets the calls of prairie dogs and said the technology could eventually be used to interpret other animals. He also suggested that the technology could one day be fine-tuned to enable animals or enable humans to talk back in animals and engage in conversation. In an interview with The Atlantic, the professor explained he is using new artificial intelligence software to record the calls of prairie dogs. Then he uses the artificial intelligence techniques to to analyze the barks and translate them into English. He explained that from his research, he knew that prairie dogs warn other members of the pack about potential dangers in great detail, even describing the threat as being a thin brown coyote approaching quickly. Doesn't that blow your mind that they could do that? The professor has spent 30 years analyzing the behavior of animals. He thinks they do now have the technology to develop these devices so that we could talk to our dogs and cats. So, if the dog basically goes bark or woof, it could then tell us, I want to eat chicken tonight. Or if the cat goes meow, it means you haven't cleaned my poo-poo box recently. All right, now you all know what I would probably say back to my animals, okay? I mean, I love my animals. We got dogs and cats. It's just we have one cat that is literally seeking out some of my finest clothes and peeing on them. And I'm having a huge problem with that, a very big problem with that, because I do not like the smell of urine, especially on my clothes. So I'm a little bitter at one of my animals, but I love him. He's my animal nonetheless. So they think in 5 to 10 years, we will be able to talk to our animals. They say 40% of all American households have dogs. 33% of all American households have cats. Now, many of us that already have animals, we could already understand. I understand exactly what my cats want. I understand if they want to eat the, you know, canned food. There's a canned food where it's like little meat cutlets, little fillets. Or then there's the pate version. When the cat gets the pate, he looks at me and makes a growl, which my guess is some sort of foul language. When, before I feed him or her, they do a, you know, will you feed me now? What's taking so long? So I think I already get it. I already get that. The dogs, the bark to me sounds the same. It's the same bark. It's the same, you know, and I don't really think the dogs are always trying to talk. When my dogs bark, right, at something that comes by, I mean, with the exception of I am here, hear me howl, I really don't think they're giving them any directions on how to break into the house. I mean, but that would be, I guess, nice to know. All right, I tell you, that's, you know, these are inventions. Now, what's another invention that's out there that could really help us in the future? Breast milk flavored lollipops. Apparently, there is a website featuring, I don't even ask, I'm going to get nauseous just talking about this. Apparently, there is a website, I believe the company is called Lollifile. The founder, Jason Darling, in an interview with the Times, says that this would allow people to, I guess this would allow infants to actually like the flavor, so hopefully they would then not keep bothering mom to breastfeed. Do you think that would happen? Anyway, apparently, they tried the breast milk from four of his friends who were new mothers. He and his flavor specialist got to work developing the flavor. One of my friends had a preemie. It was 7 months, and she had higher levels of colostrum, which made it sweeter, blue, and thicker. I can't do this. I'm going to vomit. All right, so I guess in addition to breast milk flavor, they also have, like, habanero tequila, maple bacon flavor, chocolate bacon flavor, and absinthe flavor lollipops. I'm going to get sick. By the way, what is going on with chocolate and bacon or ice cream and bacon? Didn't one of the fast food places have a bacon, like, milkshake? Am I losing something here? What? Do you guys really like bacon that much? I don't understand that. That, to me, I mean, don't mix something sweet with bacon. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, many of us are in cubicles at work. Many of us are in radio studios for 3 hours a morning, right? No windows at all. They say if you work in a place that has windows, it could actually double your alertness and make you happier. In addition, another study is also saying that if you have an office with windows, you could actually probably get a better night's sleep. They say workers in offices with windows slept an average of 46 minutes more. Workers without windows had lower scores in a variety of things, such as physical well-being, activity, quality of life, had more sleep disturbances. I got to tell you, to me, that makes 100% sense. I can't stand the fact that people don't have any access to the outdoors. And I get we got to protect against melanoma. We talk about that a lot. But, we need to sometimes see outside. Why do you think your cats always like to be on the windowsill? All right? You know, one is they don't like to be within closed spaces and they like to see if somebody's coming. But two, animals like to be outside. Your dogs like to be outside. They like to run around outside. I bet the fish in the fish tank would like to be outside too. There's something about having access to outside. Some doctors are even suggesting maybe a 30-minute walk in the early morning sun could help ensure you having a better night's sleep. I believe that. All right, but I know those of us at risk for melanoma, then probably, you know, we may have to turn to the artificial lights. I just don't like artificial lights. To me, that just drives me crazy. All right, but I really think we are so, I guess, ingrained in our office cubby and in parking in our garage and throwing dogs on treadmills in your house that we just aren't using the outdoors. And to me, that makes perfect sense. Great study. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In medical news this week, they were discussing how drugs that could treat early-stage Alzheimer's disease actually reduce the patient's risk of heart attack and death in those that took them. Now, these cholinesterase inhibitors that 7,000 Alzheimer's disease patients in Sweden were on lowered the risk of heart attack by 38%, lowered the risk of death by any cause 36%. Now, what could possibly be in these medications that allow that? I don't think they know. But these medications like Aricept, Remenil, Exelon, all right, they are supposed to slow disease progression in early to moderate stage Alzheimer's. And they think that maybe it has a beneficial effect, according to drugs.com, on the vagus nerve. Now, the vagus nerve is not something that gets stimulated when you go to Las Vegas. What it does is it controls a lot of things in the body, including heart rates, and they think it may actually have some anti-inflammatory properties. So seeing something like this is absolutely phenomenal because already Alzheimer's patients, I mean, are behind the eight ball. And many times it does lead to an early death. If these medications, which still haven't been found to be 100%, can still have some benefit, why not? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked me about this saying, you know, why would we, you know, want to force somebody with Alzheimer's to live longer? That's not for us to decide. It's for us to kind of help and prevent. Many people with Alzheimer's can still have an amazing life, okay? And just because somebody is losing their mentation doesn't mean they don't recognize love. Still give somebody with dementia a hug, a kiss. They still know love. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in 3 colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, lots to talk about. Please remember to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember yesterday, I don't know if it was in this hour, I was talking about how I'm still blown away by the power Planned Parenthood has and its very close relationship with the government, and how when Komen for the Cure, Susan Komen for the Cure charity, Susan G. Komen, which is a breast cancer charity, had to pull back or had wanted to pull back funding for Planned Parenthood, as well as, from what I understand, had to make a lot of financial decisions because they were in the midst of the recession. Now, Planned Parenthood went to Congress to stop that. And it just kind of blew my mind, the type of control that was out there and what was elicited. Well, today we find out that the Komen Breast Cancer Charity has to cancel 7 walks in the United States. From what we understand, they have had major financial issues, have been cutting walks scheduled for Phoenix, Boston, Chicago, Cleveland, Tampa Bay, San Francisco, Washington. Part of the decision was based on the publicity backlash they got when they tried to cut funding to Planned Parenthood. Now, how is this helping people? I can't stand when charities get political and get caught in a political struggle. From what I understand, all Susan G. Komen for the Cure, its main disposition, its main purpose is to help fund research, help provide breast cancer screening. From what I understand, it is a phenomenal organization for breast cancer. And when it was unduly, inappropriately crucified by Planned Parenthood supporters, to me it made no sense. I don't think any charity that's helping people can do wrong. Okay, I mean that wrong where you need Congress involved. But the huge outcry that had happened when Komen for the Cure had to cut back money to Planned Parenthood basically almost devastated their charity. Now, if Planned Parenthood is supposed to be designed to help people, then why all this negativity? Now, some people are saying, you know what, Planned Parenthood wasn't directly involved with the backlash. It was the media and supporters of Planned Parenthood. Well, then if that was the case, then Planned Parenthood should have said, wait a second, guys, hold the phone. Thank you, but we don't know anybody. We don't need anybody fighting for our funding. That's totally fine. Komen for the Cure does amazing things. We're all on the same side. We're all on the same side helping breast cancer patients. Planned Parenthood claims they provide breast cancer screening. They don't provide mammograms. I know breast exams are extremely important screenings, but because Planned Parenthood doesn't provide mammograms, I mean, I think Komen for the Cure had wanted to, you know, reassess where money was going, right, to help pay for mammograms. So Planned Parenthood's breast exams are helpful, but it might not have been worth the millions of dollars that Komen for the Cure was raising for them. Okay, they need to raise the money for other charities as well. But if Planned Parenthood really, and any of you associated with Planned Parenthood, if you guys are really about the cause, right, to help women who are uninsured and people with lack of access get women's health services, we would think you would back Komen for the Cure and even allow them the financial reprieve that they need, all right, rather than them now being in a situation where they have to cancel fundraising walks. I guess these fundraising walks are like 5 kilometers. There's also marathon runs. Usually they get about 1.7 million participants each year. They're still going to hold their walks in Atlanta and Dallas-Fort Worth and Michigan, Philadelphia, San Diego, Seattle, Minneapolis, St. Paul. But, you know, again, when I see charity, I mean, you know, charities are already behind the eight ball in this recession. Number one is people have less money to donate. Number two is when Obama came to power years ago, he started to cut back on what type of deductions you could get when you donate. So already many charities have seen a drop in their donations, hands down. But what kind of blows my mind is you would think Planned Parenthood would be on the same side as Komen for the Cure. And if Komen for the Cure cannot give money to Planned Parenthood, rather than get Congress involved and allow the media backlash that Susan G. Komen for the Cure sustained, you would think Planned Parenthood would say, look, we're all on the same side. Let's back our, you know, our sister company up. Let's still get them funding. Whatever they have to do to stay afloat, we need to do. And that's why I'm really frustrated. I had much more higher thoughts on Planned Parenthood until I saw what that happened, you know, what happened with that, because then that means the intentions are starting to be a little different. Okay? This isn't about charity and helping women. This is about politics. It's about an abortion agenda, and that is not what charities are about. It's about helping people. So it's a shame. I hope this isn't the start of an end of an amazing charity with, you know, Susan G. Komen for the cure, honestly. Now, what's also an issue coming up is a sexual discrimination lawsuit that has now been filed against against employers where it well, actually, let me go into this here. Okay. The National Women's Law Center filed on Tuesday what appears to be the first complaint under a new provision of President Obama's Affordable Health Care Act requiring employers to cover maternity care for their employees' dependents. According to the National Women's Law Center, the complaints were filed against a mix of private and public institutions like Auburn University, Gonzaga University, Battelle Memorial Institute, and they allege that each of these employers violated a provision of the health care law protecting individuals from sex discrimination by failing to provide comprehensive maternity coverage to female dependents of its employees. So basically, if your 22-year-old daughter is on your insurance plan through work, maternity is supposed to be covered through that, according to National Women's Law Center, as they look at the Affordable Health Care Act. Now, whenever I see employers get sued for something, I immediately think job loss. All right? Now, how could this affect the economy, one little lawsuit? Well, if employers now have to have a type of insurance where if they hire somebody, the pregnancies that could arise from the dependents is also their concern, we might not see a lot of family folk get hired. All right? Or people that end up having a lot of dependents added to their health insurance could now be a target by the employer. There's already discrimination against smokers. We talked about that yesterday. If you're a smoker, it costs the employer an average of $6,000 a head versus a non-smoking employee. So we already see discrimination against that. I'm worried about discrimination against somebody who puts dependents on their insurance. Maternity care is very expensive. It shouldn't be as expensive as it is, but it is, not to mention complications of pregnancy. Now, you would think if your dependents have health insurance, then they should be covered for everything. But many insurance companies do not cover maternity. I had to deal with that. Trying to find an insurance company that dealt with maternity, and that stunk. All right, it did. Okay, but that's also why our health insurance was cheaper at the time. So for those of us who were worried about maternity, we were able to enjoy cheaper premiums. Now the premiums are through the roof. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the premiums are through the roof. They should cover maternity anyway. But if your employer is getting sued because they try to save money on a plan that doesn't cover maternity, they're going to now be in trouble with the Affordable Health Care Act. So where do we go from here? Don't go away. We got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Take me down.
Take me down.
You're gonna take me down.
Take me down. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.